He says, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts, and in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, I want to change several things here that we might understand. First of all, the silver and gold is mine, saith the Lord, and there'll be plenty of it to adorn God's house. And I think the millennial temple is going to be a thing of beauty, by the way, quite remarkable. And what he's saying here, it's not the glory of this latter house, but he says the latter glory of this house, which means the series of houses he looks at as one. And that millennial temple, the latter glory of this house, will be greater than the former. It'll be greater than Solomon's even, and certainly greater than the one that they were building. And in this place, that is, in that temple area, God says, will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Now let me put it like this. In that temple area, and I've never been to Jerusalem that I didn't go to the temple area, although I've seen it nearly a dozen times. I still like to go there. Do you know why? That will accomplish what the United Nations in New York's been trying to do, and the League of Nations tried to do. That's going to bring peace on the earth. When Jesus Christ comes to this earth, his feet will touch the Mount of Olives, and when he enters that temple area, then peace is coming to this earth, for he is the Prince of Peace. And that's the peace that he will bring at that time. Now, the peace that he's talking of here means finally that. I think it could mean, because when he came the first time, he came to bring peace to men of goodwill, that is, men who are rightly related to God. They know their sins are forgiven. And as Paul put it in Romans 5:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then there is a peace for the Christian's heart today, a peace that passeth all understanding. And he came the first time to bring that kind of peace. But my friend, he's coming to bring world peace, the kind of peace that this world wants and needs today. And so what we have here, the desire of all nations, is not Christ. The proper word is the treasures of all nations. The treasures of all nations. And the thing is that they're going to be brought in that day in the building of the millennial temple. And therefore, this looks forward to the final days when the millennial kingdom is established here on earth. And they were to see that present temple with the perspective of the ultimate purpose of God. Now, that's the way we should look at present circumstances today, and your circumstances and my circumstances. Look at them in light of eternity. Look at them in the light of God's purpose for you, my beloved. If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah! My, let's not be overwhelmed by the circumstances of the moment. Let's not be overcome by that. Now, when he says here in verse 8, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, that makes it very clear that he was speaking of material treasures. And he's not speaking here of Christ being the desire of all nations. But the glory of the latter house, or better still, the latter glory of this house, and that will be the glory when Christ enters it. In other words, God looks upon the series of temples as one house. Oh, that you and I might see circumstances like that. I think of that Scotch preacher who turned in his resignation at the end of the year, and the elders asked him why. And he says, well, we just haven't had any conversions this year except wee Bobby Moffat. May I say to you, that poor preacher couldn't see that wee Bobby Moffat was the greatest work that man ever did. For wee Bobby Moffat was Robert Moffat, a great missionary to Africa who probably did as much, if not more, than David Livingston in opening Africa to Christian mission. That preacher didn't see that in the light of the future. And you and I today need to recognize that we need to see things in the light of God's plan and purpose for our life.